Thoughts on Amos. Amos chapter 2 and verses 4 to 5. Now, I know I included these verses in the previous discourse, but I really do think that verses 4 to 5 in chapter 2, dealing with Judah, Amos addressing Judah, calls for a separate discourse. Okay, I have mentioned these verses before, but now a closer look. Well, he's addressing Judah here. This is what the Lord says, for three sins of Judah, even for four, I will not turn back my wrath, because they have rejected the law of the Lord, and have not kept his decrees, and so on and so on. You see, Judah, the southern kingdom, so recently united with Israel, part of this one people of God, Israel, drawn out of Egypt in the Exodus, given the covenant, the old covenant under Moses at Mount Sinai. Here is the prophet, although he's in the north now, he's come from the south, and he knows the situation, and God has used him, raised him up. Now, how does he address Judah? How does Amos address Judah? How does God, through Amos, address Judah? Sin. Sin, for three sins of Judah, even for four. Now, what are these sins? Well, they're spelled out. I think there are two here we can pick on. I know there are three or four sins here, but we can summarize it like this. First of all, verse 4, Judah, as Israel in the north, of course, Judah has forsaken, rejected, turned their back upon what? God's law. That covenant, the Mosaic covenant that God gave them, where they were in Exodus 19, whatever the Lord says, we will do. Now they've turned their back upon that covenant. Well, they did it straight away, even when Moses was up on the mountain. And so Amos addresses this very point. You have rejected the law of the Lord. You have not kept his decrees. Oh, you can carry them about and, you know, all the rest of it and honor them in every way like that, but you don't do it. And the second thing is, they've not only broken the covenant, they've turned to paganism and idols because they have been led astray by false gods, by idols, by lies, by deceit. They've been cheated with the false prophets, and they've gone that way. And they've invented for themselves a religion. And they've turned their back upon God. They've been led away by false gods, the gods their ancestors followed, the liars, the cheats, the deceivers, the paganism. This is where they're going. They're repeating the sin of the past. And the consequence? The wrath of God, verse 4, manifest in fire. Destruction, verse 5, I will send fire upon Judah that will consume the fortresses of Jerusalem, even the strongest, the most precious, the most noble, the most elevated positions. I will bring down their strongest positions and their possessions. Well, so much for Judah. They were given, as Israel, of course, Psalm 147, 19 and 20. They alone were given the law. Not these other people, Ammon and Moab and the rest of them, no. But Judah and Israel, yes. On above all people, but to whom much is given, of them much is required. Well, what are the new covenant? Well, read 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17. Judgment begins where? Not with Ammon, And Moab and all that. It begins really, even though they come last, this is the climax of it. Where is God's strongest judgment? Even to his own professing people. The new covenant, 1 Peter 4 verse 17, judgment begins at the house or the family, the people of God, the professing believers. And I believe we're committing the same sins today. We're going away from the new covenant. We're mixing it with the old. And indeed, many evangelicals are just simply going to the world and adopting pagan principles. And we're being led astray by it. were being manipulated into entertainment business, global business, the shopping mall, the sports arena, the dance hall. But of course, it's not just the people of God. 1 Peter 4:17 follows straight into 4:18. And what's that? If this is true for the people of God, where were the ungodly, the unbelievers? Where would they appear if God deals so much with his house? We should be saying here, if God deals like this with Judah and with Israel, what will he have to say, and how will he deal with Ammon and Syria and all these other places? Well, it takes time, my friend. The old covenant came in, shall we say, about AD 30. Let's just not be too precise about it. When did Jerusalem fall? AD 70. It didn't come immediately. But the mills of God, they do grind, and they grind exceeding small, and they grind exceeding sure. There's a warning for us all here, whether we're evangelical believers or unbelievers, whatever we are, God is speaking to us. May he raise up men of Amos's stamp. I believe we need them. Increasingly so, powerful preachers who will awaken us to our proper state.